Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
For new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have
Carson.
Full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
I saw the Carson, the big smile, the 1890 farewell tour. It was going on Friday night. The farewell tour. They had a party.
Were you there?
I was not there. We
weren't invited.
We tried to push our way into that event, and we did not get a stern pushback. It was. But I saw the picture of the whole staff was there, and they were in a suite at the PBA, Pinnacle Bank
Sweet
Arena.
Good information.
Yes.
So you saw Davison and Selig.
Yeah, they were all there.
And Carson, Vern.
Yeah.
All of them.
So it was nice to see everyone at that. They were on there, had their last little bender, and kind of as the, I'm going to say it is a
just
bender.
A party.
It is a bender.
Maybe just a get-together.
Well, Davison didn't even make it to 825, so.
I didn't see him there.
Didn't see him there. So anyway, they had a bender.
I don't know how to take that. Anywho.
Carson's back to Currency. And
now he's back. Now
God dang, Currency's on. It just says Currency on that building.
That's
out
all you need to know.
Out at the
Sand Hills Global Event Center. Yes, 84th and Holdridge.
And it just says Currency.
Havlon.
Think about
know.
That. Havlon. It just says Currency. Currency.
That's what they do. They make money.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're printing
They just write
money.
Currency on buildings.
That's when you're powerful.
I
heads
know.
To power. Imagine writing currency on your house. I can't do that.
Currency.
Yeah, currency.
It's a big power.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What else you got?
Wait, we have a phone call.
We
get to a call? We got a call. It's been patiently waiting.
What?
He has a Nebraska football question.
What?
His name is Nate. Nate, you're on early break. What do you have for us today?
Good morning, fellas. Okay, so my question is all based a lot off of emotions and hypotheticals. So bear with me, okay, guys?
Right.
And I got to be careful here, not to steal your word sip, but got to be careful here with what I say. I don't want to come off as a panicked Husker fan, more as an experienced Husker fan. Are you guys getting the impression, or is it just me, that this coaching staff, head coach Matt Rhule, is losing control and the wheels are coming off of this thing? Because the last three games, that's what I'm kind of seeing. That's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also kind of getting the idea that Ohio, seems like Ohio, Bowling Green,
mm-hmm.
North Dakota, guys, I don't think – I think there's a possibility we lose two out of those three. I really do. I don't think Ohio comes in here scared at all. I think they're actually licking their chops to get here, and they're going to have all summer to get after us. And once we – if we do lose to Ohio, I think the kids will quit.
Easy.
I think if any of
– this is alarmist, Nate.
Yeah, this is a little alarmist.
This is panicking.
You probably went to a little too far with the quit.
Well, I'm just saying, though, is this all a possibility? Even if panicking, is this too far? And I guess my real question is, is if this happens, let's just say we do get past those three, Indiana, Ohio State, Illinois even, and then I think we get a little break with Maryland. I don't think there's any way we're beating those guys. So I guess my question is, do you think there is any possibility in the realm of this thing that, let's just say, catastrophe strikes, Ohio, you know, Ohio State, Indiana is going to do that thing, that we eat Matt Rhule's contract? We eat it. And then if we did, do you think there's ever the possibility of hiring a Monken or Newberry from Army and Navy just because their idea of how an offense is supposed to be run kind of fits the identity piece of what Nebraska fans crave, which is running the ball, discipline, good defense, kind of Big Ten football, and being different in our own way, more embracing Nebraska football instead of chasing the ghosts of what we could be, which is Ohio State and Indiana, which is, frankly, I believe to be a failed experiment. Kind of give me your thoughts. I mean, because you guys, I wanted you guys to take my phone call because I respect your show, and I feel like you guys on this panel here are the most experienced to help answer this question. And if this is panicky, then put the panic at ease to us Husker fans. Give us some comfort.
Thank you, Nate.
But
go ahead. Awesome. Thank you. Well, the one thing that he'd be correct in is if you do lose one of those three early games, that would cause a lot of distress.
Strife.
Yes, that'd be strife. If you lost one of those games.
It's an if.
It's a big if. But if you did lose you dropped Tennessee because you felt that it would be there's only one reason you drop a game like that is because you feel you couldn't afford the loss.
Right. And then you look at the schedule. Okay, so I think he's jumping the gun a little bit.
It is January 5th. The portal is not even close to being done yet.
Right.
I think you got additions here.
If I were you, Nate, I would look to see who they retain, or they lost Keona Davis. That's one you didn't want to lose. Is there more coming? You got to assess that. So you assess who you got back. And listen, they played 33 sophomores, freshmen and redshirt freshmen in the bowl game. 33. If you just look at the backfield, they played a freshman quarterback. They played a true freshman running back in Mosey. They played a redshirt freshman running back in Nelson and a sophomore in Ives. Barney's a sophomore. Cortez Mills is a freshman. Quinn Clark is a freshman. Keelan Smith is a redshirt freshman. They played a lot of young guys. You can say what you want, but it's true. So they did play a lot of young guys. Again, 20 guys on defense that played in the game were sophomores, redshirt freshmen, got on the field. 20, 13 on offense. So what do you get back? How many of those guys do you get back? And then you got to look at the portal and see what they get. They got their quarterback. They're going to get Chambliss. It's not all bad right now. You got to get some help up front. I think they got a great chance at that kid, Brendan Black from Iowa State. Now you got to see what happens on the defensive line. Keona Davis is a loss now. It's not a crushing blow, but Rhule had talked about Keona Davis openly starting on one edge of a four down front with Winnery. Winnery on one side, Davis on the other. Rhule talked openly about wanting to see what that looked like. So that had to be a surprise.
It would be. And also, like what Nate's saying is, there has to be some form of agreement with that the last part of the season didn't, if you just take that piece of it, that didn't look good.
No.
It did not.
No, it did
Three
not.
Games?
Yeah, it did not look good.
No, it was horrifying.
Penn State, Iowa,
so
Utah, bad.
So then it's like, okay, how much do we have to make up to be able to get to win those games? And so it's a pretty significant jump that needs to be made when you evaluate, well, where are we? Sometimes that's the best thing. Sometimes the worst thing you can have happen is that you win a game or play well or do something, kind of you're going like, see, we're right there. We're right there. Sometimes the best thing is like, we're not right there. We are not in that. We are not where we need to be.
That's why
that's a plus.
That's why I'm glad they didn't score at the end. Nebraska, because then it's 44-30 maybe if they go for two, and then the head coach can sell, hey, come on, man. We're not far. Our kids kept playing. Man. We scored 30 now, and I didn't even want them to score because it would have been misleading.
Yep. Yeah, you want to have rock bottom. That's the only way you come out of
yeah.
this. You do.
Yeah.
You want to have, you. You want, and once you have that game, it's like, no, rock bottom is good because then it's like, guys, we're not close. and they're not close right now.
No, not to where you want
not to where you want to be. So then it's like, okay, now what do? We have the ground level of what we have to get done, but everything should be in place because we've been told that we have all the money, and we have and then this year now we've had a GM in place for the entire time. Yep. We came in late, so that's been
the whole. A lot of the staff operating. Yeah.
Nate, we should be in a much better spot for that to happen. Excuse me.
Yeah, I think you got Nate. I think he's going a little far with the doom and gloom.
This is why I am very thankful for that Nebraska basketball is doing something good, mm-hmm. because if they were bad, we're talking about an entire year of doom and gloom. Well, it's January 5th. He's talking about firing Matt Rhule basically already and losing to Ohio, which could happen.
Well, of course it could happen. I mean,
that's in August or September.
Yeah, of course. You don't want to. I don't think you want to go too far in your world with thinking about the things that bad could happen. Because, if they don't happen, you just worried yourself for nothing. And then if they do happen, it happened to you twice. So why live like that? You know.
Well, I think he just wanted, like I said, he was what he really was hoping for was a case where it's like, no, that cannot happen. And obviously we can build it back up. There's still a lot of work to be done from afar when you look at it. You say, okay, there's a lot of work to be done.
There's a lot of work to be done, and particularly up front. Yeah. That's what you can't take your eye off that ball.
Because when you watch these four teams play, they've all got dudes up front.
Up front.
Up front. They've all got extreme up front.
Yeah.
Miami up front. They're deep.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove. And get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
That is awesome. I mean,
both sides.
Yeah. Their O-line's the same. They're the best front team both sides.
You can't take your eye off that ball. You got to get Pritchett back. You got to get Evans back. And then the rest of the offensive line, I'm not sure if Knack would be the answer at right tackle. I don't know that. I don't know. But you have to get these, like Brendan Black. I'm telling you, Brendan Black, the Iowa State guard, was one of the best run-blocking guards in the country. That's the kind of guy you gotta get that guy.
Does he have, the biggest question always is, what are his other options?
Oh, he's going to visit, I think he's also visiting South Carolina.
Okay.
I think that's his other visit. I could find out real quick.
This is a little odd for if he was one of the best run-blocking guards in college football.
Why is he not?
Why is he only have?
Why is he going to Ohio State?
Nebraska or just you'd hear Missouri or you'd hear
just
other
as great. He was graded.
Gotcha.
Not by Sipple, but by PFF.
I want to see your grade though.
Yeah. Do you have a grade?
We want the Sipple.
I have not.
Grade.
Yeah, have you a grade?
Let's compare it to PFF.
Like to see your grade.
Let's see the Sipple. O line grade. Yeah. That would be interesting. So yeah, and then on the defensive side, that's what you're. Why don't take your eye off that. What. Like, that's why Keona Davis was a bit of a shot.
But we did say last week that there was not really any player that would say it's you can't,
Keona Davis
you can't overcome that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's about as far. He's about as close as you're getting, I think, to that. Because he's a big, like Bill always talks about. He is a big.
He'll have a bunch of options. He'll be like going, well, I didn't.
God, yes.
He'll have a bunch of options because D linemen just are they're not available. And that's the first thing that just pings. When the wide receiver group, I guarantee you right now in the portal, there's probably 1,000 wide receivers. Probably 1,000 of them.
There's 4,000 players in there.
It's like 4,500, whatever it is, 4,000.
4,500?
I'll bet you like 800 or 900 of them are wide receivers. And it's like, okay. It's like, where are they going? There's only so many out there that are impressive. Where the O-line wants, when a D lineman goes into the portal, right away, it's like triple ding. It's like
Every single place, every single college right now, something went off on their board. Like, hey, what just happened? There's a D lineman that just went in the portal.
And starting.
And guess who wants to know? Georgia wants to know. Yeah. Miami wants to know. USC wants to know. Everyone wants to know. Keon Davis, where's he originally from?
California.
From California. So right away, if you're at USC, UCLA, whatever.
Or Arizona.
Arizona. Or whatever.
Arizona. I
mean, there'll be people.
Arizona.
He's from Arizona?
Pretty sure.
Do you think he's from?
Okay. I'm confirming here.
Please confirm. I should know off the top of my head.
But that doesn't mean he has to go to the. But my point is, it's always okay. What would be something that might be more local for him? But when a D lineman goes into the portal, a pass rusher goes into the portal, Arizona. A left tackle goes into the portal. So all those plays, that's a big deal.
Now, one thing I have to mention about Keona Davis is he did go into portal last year and then he went back.
Yeah, this could be good. There's always the comeback.
This season, Keona Davis, 11 starts, 30 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, 1.5 sacks, and a pass breakup.
Okay.
That's the stats.
He wasn't really all that disruptive. Mm-hmm. He had a big game against UCLA. 8 tackles,
yep.
Batted down a pass,
seven
had a
tackles.
Sack. 7 tackles, depending on who's counting. Mm-hmm. It is 8:07, Jake.
Yeah, it's time for the game show.
Yeah.
Give us a call right now, 464-5685. Chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels
Do
and
it.
Joe. We have not reset the year. We're keeping it as it goes.
It's
it
not
is.
A reset?
Not yet, right?
We're going to reset when after the national championship game.
And the record, by the way, is 47-29-1. So you're going to end with the winning record no matter what happens.
Disappointed in Jake right there. Generally, Jake always goes, and the one was on Ken Shimmick Day. Easy brings that up.
There was a tie on Ken Shimmick Day. Today's topic, I was going to talk about Phil Rivers' segment, but Nate called it. It was a great call from Nate.
That was a great call.
The 2004 NFL draft is when Philip Rivers was drafted. Mm. So we're going back to 2004 NFL draft.
Philip Rivers.
This is not Throwback Thursday. It is a Monday. Still random. If you think you know the 04 NFL draft, call us right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Don't be scared. A line is open for you at 402-464-5685. Today's topic, 2004 NFL draft. I know we've got draft gurus out there listening that love the draft. Don't be scared. A line is open for you right now.
It's 8:09 in Lincoln.
We are late to the show.
Public schools are back open.
They are.
Public schools are back open.
Okay. Yeah. College is back next week, you said, Sip?
Yeah. The 12th.
The 12th.
Yeah.
Okay. Still people, I mean, we had Nate. Did Nate scare off all the callers? I don't know.
Nate, call
in. If you are on the stream, this is your time to call 464-5685. People are scared of you or either scared of the topic. One of the two.
One of the three.
The record was certainly, it was scary. 47-29-1, thanks to Ken Shimmick.
He was the one.
One.
Yeah.
Connor's getting our caller here.
Connor?
One second.
Big cover three corner, apparently.
Big cover three corner. We're still questioning
I'm not sure where he went to school. Did he say where he's from?
Class B.
What's that? He's from Crete.
Oh, he's from Crete. That's right.
Crete.
He's from Crete.
And then also like that, he's bigger than Farley, and Farley played linebacker in the Big Eight. So we're kind of wondering about the coach's decision to have him at corner.
I
need to know his name, Connor. Show me his name. Yeah. There we go. All right. We lost Carter. Carter's gone.
Nate, did you hang up? I mean, Connor.
Connor.
Connor, did you hang up on him?
464-5685. It's your chance to win a business box. We've never had to wait this long, right?
Yeah, it's a business box.
It's 8:10.
Right, taking this call. Who do we have? You're on the line. Who's our caller?
You just keep bringing on panic. It's 8:10.
Here, hit it.
Yeah.
Who do we have here? Who's our caller?
Who do we have? It's Carter.
Carter. All right, Carter.
Carter, we lost you earlier. Thank you,
we're going to get right to it. No question.
31 years old. Here we go, Carter.
Carter, first question to you. 04 NFL draft. What safety from Miami did the Redskins take 5th overall in the 04 NFL draft?
Sean Taylor?
Is it Sean Taylor? That is correct.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I had that one.
I did not have that one. Who was their other safety?
I don't know, but I had Sean Taylor.
Okay, 1-0 lead for Carter. Sip, first question, Bills in play.
What, in play.
What tight end from Miami did the Browns shocky. Take sixth overall in the 04 NFL draft?
Oh, no, not
draft.
Shocky. No. His dad played big time.
Okay,
player.
I've got it. If you don't,
yeah, I get it.
That Winslow.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Kellen Winslow Jr. is correct. Yeah. One
time. I believe he's in prison right now.
I think he might be in prison.
Some problems. Big problems.
Yeah. He was okay in the pros.
Yes,
Winslow
he was
the
he
Browns
was.
And Jets. I want to say
he kind of went off the deep end.
He like did.
That gets back to the prison part. I think.
Fair.
Yes.
All right. Carter for the lead. Last question.
Deep.
What nose tackle from Miami did the Patriots take 21st overall in the 2004 NFL draft?
Patriots.
Vince Wilfork.
Brilliant.
This guy. Hold on. Do you have the draft?
Carter here.
Do you have the draft? Carter, just
He's
tell us.
He's saying it too fast.
Yeah.
For it to be him.
Vince Wilfork.
Yeah.
He's a big, impressive player.
That was a two gap and fool.
This
is for
that.
The tie.
Yes.
For the tie.
Do I still got?
No, Bill got Winslow for you.
Yeah.
This is for the tie. Step. What running back from Oregon State did the Rams take 24th overall in the 04 NFL draft?
I can see him.
Bill, can I help you?
Big back.
That was help.
That didn't really help. That didn't give him a lot.
5 seconds. Oregon State running back
Oregon
to the
State.
Rams. Five.
He's
four.
Big. Yeah, I can see
Three.
Him. His last name is Taylor?
Last name, Taylor.
No.
Who was that, Bill?
I don't even remember his name.
Steven Jackson.
Steven Jackson.
Name. Y'all should have got it.
I would have got it. I
should have got it.
Good
No. That's on me.
He was a good player.
100% should have got it.
Carter, congrats. That's Carter. Bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
All right, thanks.
You
Shut
bet.
Up, Sipple.
Yeah, thank you, Carter. Bad.
Real quick.
I knew that.
Tiebreaker real
Well, we
quick.
Got pushed fast. Jake was in it.
Well, we were late.
Oh, we're way late.
All right, Bill, it's a tiebreaker. How many Huskers were taken in the 2004 NFL draft?
How many total Huskers taken in the draft? Six.
Ooh, I was going to say five.
Five is correct. Right. The names, DeMario Williams, Jamal Lord, Josh Sewell, Ryan Bingham, and Trevor Johnson.
Two linemen. Okay.
Highest
great
pick
linebacker.
Was Williams in the fourth round.
DeMario Williams, they put on the edge that year, I think.
He was great.
Moved him down a little bit. I think they did. Yeah. I called him Tamario Williams. Yeah. I don't. They drove everybody crazy.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Tamario. But we lost that, and okay. I should have gotten Steven Jackson.
I want to make sure we get him straight. This Nate right now is really fearing Bowling Green.
It could happen. Bowling Green now, but it could happen. Yeah.
Bowling Green and
Well, of course
Ohio.
It could happen, but that's a weird way to live.
Nate, it's a new year. Just, do something else until September.
I do think the fourth game on that schedule could be kind of important. You should get to three, and if you can get to four, maybe you got your feet under you a little bit. I think that fourth game, it'd help Nebraska if it's Maryland or Rutgers or who's the third one that you would say they got a good chance?
We'll look it up during the break.
Yeah, Maryland, Rutgers, there's another one that's Michigan State.
Hour three is next. I'm really breaking the ticket.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.